4 CBA Mobile.
Dave. Okay, at 4 VWA. How you doing, bud?
Well, Steve, what have you been up to, bud? I haven't talked to you in a month of Sundays.
Excuse me, I haven't been on the air. I finally got my amp prepared, and that bunch down in Gainesville, Georgia, man, they're good. And I got my 8900R repaired, so I'm sort of back on the air again. So anyhow, hey, they are having another reunion. Class of 74 is having a reunion this year. And it's May 4th, and it's over at the Embassy Suites. They're going to have a band and that kind of stuff. And they, you know, Granger, they're saying that they want 73 and 75 to come. You think you'd be interested? Have you heard about it?
I hadn't heard a thing about it. I can talk to my wife about it since she wants to come. Heck, if not, I might come by myself. I don't know.
Well, there is a charge this time since they've got a room and a band.
I would expect that. But, you know, that's not a problem. But, anyway, you think there'll be a good many people there that will know?
KN4WQQ is not going. He's got to be up in D.C. with his daughter and grandkids. So he's going to be up in D.C. And let's see. You know who I'm talking about there, right?
It is. I'll talk to the wife and see what's going on. I haven't even looked at the calendar. I'm driving down the road here, so I can't, you know, I can't pull that up right here at the moment. But anyway.
Yep. Well, it's this Saturday. So if you need some additional information on it, I can sure put you on it, bud.
Well, let's see. Who is anybody listing it on Facebook? I guess I'm not friends with whoever's posting it.
Imagine. Well, you know Bill Fitz.
Not really.
Well, I tell you what I'll do. I'll text you Granger's phone number. How about that?
That'll be good.
Well, so what else is going on with you? Did you ever get that amp working?
Well, more of the same. Just, you know, a lot of tennis and I've been going up to Maggie Valley some, you know, to see my sister. I had to go up there and stay with her day. She had her wisdom teeth pulled, and all four of them, and or not her wisdom teeth, she had some teeth pulled, that's what it was, and now she's going to have cataract surgery in April, so, but anyway.
It's just a sign of getting older. Now, Marjorie is 70 and going to be 71 now?
Yeah, she's a year and 12 days older than me.
You guys were all 1 year older than me, so. But you know what? I make 69 look real good.
Oh, excuse me. Choking on my cinnamon roll. KB2A checks us.
A QRM in there, Dave.
Oh, man. You guys crack me up, I tell you. Well, yeah, Yeah, I really wasn't going to comment on that, Steve, but, the other station, go ahead.
I couldn't let that go. I was, no. Hi, guys. KB2HXS. Steve, what's going on? I'm going to stop up and see you in the next day or so for that thing.
Usual, the repeater is in such rare performance mode. I don't know if you're copying me at all, but I'm over here on Burnsmith Parkway, Highway 80, and I can almost make out what you're saying.
Machine's full scale, so it covered the output. Anyway, I'll give you a call on the telephone a little bit later.
It's like a Wiener Schnitzel to me. Hey, you gonna come by and pick that up or what?
Yeah, more like tomorrow. I got to go to Spartanburg in the morning, so on my way back, I might swing on by.
I'm cooking in the morning. I got to go be a dirty, rotten capitalist, and as soon as I get through with that, I should be back by about noon.
Yeah, that's about the same with me. So we'll keep in touch tomorrow.
Wiener Schnitzel, are you back in there, Dave? KB2 CBA.
Roger, KB4 CBA. I'm still here. I'm headed to the tennis court.
I got another telemarketer on the line here. They ring you up, and then they don't say anything. I just love it. Man, I tell you something. There has to be some sort of filter or some kind of solution to these idiots.
Well, if what I like about my phone is if they're not in my contacts, it doesn't even ring. It goes to voicemail. And if they want to leave a voicemail, they can. And it comes up as potential spam, and I just block it and delete it.
I'm going to be changing my voicemail prompt to, if you're not in my contacts, leave a message. I may or may not get back to you, depending on whether you're a telemarketer.
That's actually a setting on your phone. You can do that.
The voicemail prompt will... Oh, really? Okay. So if it's not in the contacts, it'll automatically go to voicemail?
That is correct. That is correct. I do that.
Is that in an Android or an iPhone?
Well, I know I can do it on my Android phone. I don't know about the iPhone.
Yeah, you can do it on an iPhone.
I have to get up with both of you guys because I've got one of each. And let me assure you, there's never going to be another iPhone around my place.
Kind of guess. I'm going to take a wild guess and say you don't like iPhones.
Let me give it due consideration and not jump to conclusions. Would I consider another iPhone? Oh, hell no!
Okay. There you have it, folks.
I'm curious. Do you want to talk about it and tell me why you don't like iPhones? I've got a Samsung. So I'm not an iPhone person either.
I can forward a text in just about three pushes through my contacts. In my iPhone, I have to press, copy, go select the new person I'm texting to, paste it into the message center, and then just try to hit send then. Give me a break. Come on. The structure on the iPhone is really very, very close to the Android as far as function. But that Siri business, where you hold the button down and it throws a little thing up there and you're supposed to be able to tell it what to do? Okay, right. I ask it, things about different subjects. You know, what is 13,400 kilograms in pounds? man, it just sits there and whirligigs. I can go over to my Google search, just bing, 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 and it's done. I don't know. Voice recognition is just so much better in the Android. You know. And everybody says, oh, the camera. Oh, the camera. No. No. I don't use a phone for a camera.
All right, well, I'm going to leave you guys with it. Place to park this thing and go hit the little tennis ball. But y'all have a good day. 73, so I'm glad you're back on the air, Steve. KP4, CPA clear.
Hey, Dave. Just be careful how you state that. You know, if you're going out there to chase that little white ball, some folks are allowed to think you're going to play golf.
This is a yellow one, so, of course, I guess I make yellow golf balls, too. But anyway, this is tennis. Oh, me. Talk to you later.
Anybody that knows you knows that it is tennis. And I'll get you that information on Granger so you can give him a holler and get the details on that. So I hope you'll make it over there. Talk to you later. Hey, Dave, give me a call, and we'll figure out a time when you can come by the house tomorrow and, you know, pick that gadget up.
All right, will do. Right now I'm just trying to locate my customer's house.
If you got a GPS, is that the blind leading the blind?
No, I'm over here in Tigerville. I was at the house once. I just can't remember where the heck it is.
Do you have to have your GPS to get home every evening? You've been to the house once and you can't find it again?
It's over here, and it's kind of a tough driveway to find. It's kind of buried off of Tigerville here.
It's kind of nice. All right, well, listen, I'll let you get to it, bud. You take it easy out there. Be safe on these roads. Matter of fact, I am crossing under the Pelham Road Bridge right now on 85, and it is still heavy congestion. It's just a mess. Too many ants on the anthill. I'll talk to you later, bud. KN4, VWA. I'm mobiling towards Malden.
Catch you later. KB2HXS.
4 VWA, W4NGU.
Oh, how are you, big boy? What are you doing out and about? You should be at work, being a productive employee.
No. No, I was just at the DMV, and the state title computer is down statewide, so they're turning everybody away. That's good service.
If you want to know anything about anybody, all you got to do is log into the South Carolina computer system. I mean, it's so well protected and so functional that it's just dynamite.
Keep up with your bank account.
Is that why you're such a happy guy? You look at my bank account and laugh.
Typing off little bits and you hadn't detected it yet.
Okay, well just remember, Big Brother's listening.
What you got?
They look at it, they laugh too.
Making a x-ray call.
I've got a little deal going in Malden. In the big city of Malden, and had to go out and pick up some extra parts, and I'm headed back down there now. I got a call coming in. Let me get you just one second. Probably a telemarketer. Sir, us.
You were in the hospital and would call them when you got out.
I'm on the bridge going over 85 onto 385 going towards Malden, and the repeater dropped out. Try it one more time.
Tell them you're in the hospital and you got no money.
Hey, listen, I have gotten humans on the phone before, and they said, well, how are you today, sir? Well, I'm supposed to get out of the hospital here in about another hour. If I have to go real quick, it's because the doc just came in. Oh, there he is. Bye.
Tired today. Did you have 3 cups of coffee?
running at warp speed trying to get everything done.
Not that new floor you had, coating you had put down.
Got me or not, but I didn't copy any of that last except for tell me about, and then it just went away. Try it one more time, please.
Well, you're solid into the computer. Am I not in a computer? Into the repeater. Am I not solid into the repeater, or is something wrong on your receiving end?
I don't know what's going on, but I'm right here at Butler Road, and, I mean, my radio's working fine everywhere else. I get on White Oak, and it's from down here, and it's just solid as a rock, but I can barely reach you. Go ahead and try it again now.
Well, can you not tell the difference between the repeater signal and my input signal? Am I weak into the repeater? Are you copying the repeater solid?
Listening to you on the repeater, and that's where I'm having the problem. I haven't tried direct yet.
Well, that's not what I asked you.
What did you ask? Because I can barely hear you.
Are you copying the repeater solid? And am I weak into the repeater, or am I strong into the repeater and the repeater signal is weak on your end?
Okay, I just went up on the top of a ramp on Butler Road, and it just cleaned up beautifully. So I'm assuming that it's the repeater. Either that or you came up out of a hole and it cleaned up. Where are you?
I'm on 85. Let's see, exit 60, marker 63, headed south.
Have you solid, bud. But you're in there now. You're in there pretty good now. So what were you originally asking me?
Asking, are you copying the repeater with a strong signal, but I'm weak going into the repeater? Or am I strong into the repeater and you're not copying the repeater very well? Do you understand my question now?
Yes, sir. You're making it into the repeater just fine. It's just that the signal coming back out of the repeater is just not so great. So, but you were trying to ask me something else before we got into that. Do you remember what it was?
I don't. But anyway, that's okay. Well, you're transmitting better than you're hearing the repeater then, because you're solid into the repeater and always have been in this conversation.
And that may be because I'm using it 3200, and it's a 65-watt radio.
Good, that's good. Oh, no, I asked you about the new floor that you had put down.
That thing left me sore with sore knees, and boy, it looks good. Man, I tell you what, you're going to have to come by and see that. It turned out great. And I even put a little design in the middle of it, you know, that little silver square. Oh, I like that stuff.
Is it on yourself or what?
There's a material, and then I put it in myself.
Okay, son. Did you paint it on, or was it something you assembled on the floor?
Well, I'm down in a hole again down here on Butler Road, and it's getting weak again. But what it is a snap lock material.
I said, sure does look good.
Well, and it's kind of like diamond plate, too. And I'll tell you, I like it. I like it. And it's solid. It's resistant to about everything. And it's good stuff. You're going to need to come by and see that. It's nice. Well, listen, I just arrived at my location. I got to get back in there and actually do some work. So I will catch you a little bit later, bud. KN4VWA with W4NGU. I'm clear. You be careful out there.
See you, Steve. W4 never give up. Clear.